Hi, this is Vincent Skinner, and welcome. Thank you for watching. Today, we're going to talk about the fact that confidence is a key to victorious living. And thank you so much for watching, especially to my friends from all over the world, for all of you that have contacted me and written to me and telling me how much you enjoy these Facebook Live programs. So it's really good to be with you all. And remember, let me know where you're watching from. Just write there quick saying, I'm watching from this country, this city, and let me know where you're watching from. So confidence is key to victorious living. And it really is. You know, there's a scripture in Job that is just so interesting. It's an amazing scripture. I just love it every time I read it. It's Job, chapter 22, verse 21 and 22. And it goes like this. It says, now acquaint yourself with him. You know, acquaint yourself. In other words, become familiar with God, with what pleases him. You know, some people say, well, what pleases God? Well, it's very simple. The word of God is very clear about what pleases God. So acquaint yourself with him. Get to know him. Spend time with him. You know, if you meet somebody for the first time, do you really know them? No, you have to take time. You have to talk with them, be with them. It takes time to be acquainted, to know somebody. You know, and with God, God is so amazing, so fascinating. I mean, God is really like an amazing adventure. You dig out truths in his word. You dig out, you experience him. The presence of the Holy Spirit takes you into places and causes you to experience things you've never known before. It's wonderful. God is an adventure. Now acquaint yourself with him and be at peace. See, when you know God, a confidence comes to your life and peace comes to your life. And look what it says. And thereby, when you do this, when you've acquainted yourself with God, peace comes to you. And now watch what it says there in verse 21. It says, and by doing this, good will come to you. Think of that. Acquaint yourself with God. Get to know him. Know his ways. Live for him. Love him. And by doing this, peace will come to you. And I tell you what, there's a confidence in peace. And when you do this, it says, good will come to your life. Now watch 22, it's key to this whole thing. It says, receive. So there's a receiving from God. Receive instruction from his mouth and lay up his words in your heart. So you know, when you acquaint yourself with God and you get to know him, it's all about receiving that word. It's all about receiving that rhema word, that breathed upon word, that word of life from him. You know, God, when you read the word of God, the Holy Spirit breathes on it and it becomes life to you. And it says, receive. It says, please receive instruction from his mouth, words. It's the word of God. And then take those words and lay them up in your heart. In other words, ponder on them, meditate on them, let them become life to you. You know, the Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will remain forever. I mean, think about that. So there's a confidence that comes in knowing God. There's a confidence that comes when you have acquainted yourself with him. There's a confidence that comes when you know him and peace enters your heart. And the promise that he gives you is that good will come to you. And you know, we're reading from Job 22, verse 21 and 22, and then receive instruction. Take that word, lay it on your heart, let it become life to you. Now, 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15 also shows a fantastic confidence that we can have in God. It says, now this, it starts with this, 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, it says, now this is the confidence that we have in him, in God, in Christ, that if we ask anything. Now think about that. You know, there's a lot of things we want. There's a lot of things we need. But think about that you have access to God Almighty. You have access to him. And it says we have this confidence that if we ask anything, but here's the key, here's the master key to it. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Now we understand Job, where it says, look, acquaint yourself with him. Be at peace. Receive from his mouth. Let those words come to your heart. You see, that's the will of God. When you know, the Bible said, you know, actually it was, this is a very common saying, faith is found where the will of God is known. And I will say this, faith is found really where the word of God is known. Because what is the will of God? The will of God is found in his word. And so it says that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Think about that. That is a confidence. And if we know that he hears us, verse 15, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. This is a confidence. See, when you know God, and there's that peace. You know, the Bible says the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. When you have that peace, there's a joy. And when the Holy Ghost is resident in your heart and you're acquainted with God, there is a joy, there's a peace, there's a confidence. When the word of God is established in you like a rock, then there's a confidence that comes. And the Bible says, if we ask him anything according to his will, so that's the key. You know, that's the key. Don't focus on what is going wrong. Don't focus on what isn't going right. But rather focus on, hey, what is the will of God? What does the will of God say about my situation? And find it out. Get it from him. Establish it in your heart. And I tell you what, you will come to God with a new confidence and a new faith that will move mountains. So can you see this, that confidence is found in him. Confidence is found in knowing him. Confidence is found in knowing his will. And confidence is found when we act on and we live by the will of God. Think about that. Confidence. God is good. He is always good. So come to him. Just recognize this, that the foundation of our confidence is knowing the will of God. So here's the 3 points. It's the word of God, the living word of God. Remember, Jesus is the living word of God. Know him, be acquainted with him, have him in your heart. And then also follow the leading of the Holy Spirit in your situation. Let him lead you. Let him guide you. And then, of course, there's obedience and action. You know, one person said, show me your faith by your action. Show me your faith and your confidence by the words that you speak. But you know what? It's not just in the head. It must be in the heart. It must be alive in you. So take time. That's why Job says, now acquaint yourself with him. In other words, when you are like a garden that the seed of the word of God is sown into. Once that seed comes in there, it begins to work. It begins to grow. It begins to, and I tell you, but the day will come that it grows into fullness and you will take the fruit from it. You know, the Bible says, everything that will be hidden, that is hidden, will be revealed. That's right after the parable of the sower and the seed. In other words, the seed that is sown in your heart, the day will come when it will be revealed and it will be manifested in your life. So be filled with confidence today. Come on, let's pray. Father, all those that are watching, I pray in the name of Jesus that the mighty power of the Holy Spirit will just rest upon them in the name of Jesus. Lord, if they are facing sickness, let them stand on your word that says, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed and I believe this and nothing else. Lord, if they are facing financial problems, Father, I thank you that you are the God that supplies all our needs according to your riches and glory. So I say to you, come with your confidence before God and let him work mightily in your life. And just remember, come on, if you've enjoyed this that I've shared with you, please share it with your friends. Share it with your, just share it on Facebook, pass it around. And remember to to have notifications switched on if you want to be notified about future videos. Now, a big shout out. Hey, Maria, nice to see you watching. Carlos, nice to see you watching. Michael, nice to see you watching, and all of those that have come on. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Don't forget to share it, but also to have your notifications on. And oh yes, a big shout out. I'm going to be this weekend in Paint Rock, Alabama. So if you can make it, look, if you want information, go to sheepgatecf.com. It's Pastor Randy and Linda Weber, and it will be this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Well, I want to say to you all, and have a wonderful day, and a big God bless you to you. And remember, live for Jesus and live in your confidence. Your life is grounded and firmly established in Christ. Let that power and that confidence be fully established in you. God bless you, and I will be speaking to you on Friday from the hills of Alabama, near Huntsville, Alabama, the Valley of Paint Rock. God bless you, and may the Lord's favor be upon you. Thank you for watching. Bye-bye.